Now, right after that, the eagle just flew away. See, and he left the lamb right where he was in that little clearing.
Did the lamb's mama find her?
Oh, sure. Very same day. And something tells me it's time for bed.
8 o'clock?
Boy, Uncle Bill, all the other kids gonna stay up clear to 8:30.
Yeah, Uncle Bill, even Marilyn.
Who's Marilyn?
She's a new kid in school.
She's real neat.
She's okay.
She always gets picked first when they're picking sides for kickball.
I see. Well, that's very nice. But you're still going to bed at 8 o'clock. Well, good night.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Go on.
Can we take a bath tonight?
Tonight?
Do I understand you're actually volunteering for a bath, Miss Buffy?
She is. I'm not.
I think one shower a day ought to be enough. What makes you think you need a bath, too?
Marilyn.
Marilyn does all kinds of weird junk. But she's okay.
Good night.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night.
Toast, Buffy?
No, thank you, Mr. French. It sure was neat toast, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome, sir.
If I may say so, Buffy, aren't you carrying courtesy to an extreme?
She gets it from Marilyn.
Your new friend sounds like quite a girl, Buffy.
Yeah, she has real neat teeth, too.
Real neat teeth.
She uses them for smiling.
Buffy, why don't you invite your friend Marilyn over tomorrow for lunch? It's Saturday.
Hey, neat!
Boy, yeah!
Ah, neat. Yeah. Well, children off to school.
I didn't ruin your Saturday, Mr. French, by telling Buffy to invite Marilyn over for lunch?
Oh, indeed, no, Miss Izzy. I can scarcely wait to meet a child who's picked first in kickball, is courteous, demands a bath, and has neat teeth.
Which she uses for smiling.
Precisely. Yes, miss? You wish to see someone, miss? This is the Davis apartment, miss. If you're looking for... Now, look here, miss.
Marilyn! Come in!
Come back in our room. Oh, this here is Mr. French.
And how do you do?
Oh.
Yes, French.
Marilyn has arrived, sir. She's playing with the twins.
Oh.
It turns out that Marilyn is Chinese, sir.
Well, I never thought of Marilyn's being a Chinese name. How are they getting along?
Quite amicably. Perhaps you'd best see for yourself, sir.
Drive us to the market, young man.
Okay.
Shall we take our children inside the market?
Cool. Mon-mon. Mon-mon. Okay, lady. Only quit telling me how to try. Dola, Dola. Okay, let me park the car before you get out.
We'll only be a few minutes, young man.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
Doesn't Marilyn speak English?
Apparently not, sir.
How do they talk to each other?
Well, instinct, sign language, and the universal tongue, the children.
Universal tongue, children. As a philosopher, maybe I can make something out of that.
Well, the children do very well on a primitive level, but there's no communication to replace the spoken word.
Well, if you can speak Chinese.
Well, I spoke Mandarin and a smattering of Cantonese at one time, sir. Well, perhaps I should review it so I can communicate with Miss Marilyn.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Hola,
hola.
Okay.
Looks like they're communicating now.
Where do you guys want to go now?
Hola.
Oma.
Okay.
Okay.
Please sit down.
Ching Chong.
Oh, that's wonderful. At least, I think it is.
I believe it's written phonetically in the book.
You guys seen my Moon Man space doll?
Jody, don't call Mr. French you guys. And what would your Moon Man be doing in here?
Well, if you wind him up, he walks all over the house.
Good morning, sir.
Jo-san, tai-tai. No, I think that should be Jo-san, seen-san. That's the most difficult tongue, Cantonese.
If my Moon Man walks in here, point him toward my room.
I'm going to skip a few pages and give you some of the hard stuff. There is heavy traffic in Taipei today. I think that's right, only you got a couple of things in different places. Try this. The street is wide.
Tilgai of Ford.
Call me up tomorrow.
Oh, Miss Sissy.
Yes?
I fear we have located the Moon Man.
Jenny. Hey, me! Say something else to her, Mr. French.
Very well. Yi Yu Ji Min Yu Guai.
Hey, where are you going? We didn't eat yet, Marilyn.
Oh.
Nadik yon jin chin up sing. Minyaum chi.
I may not have called her an angel. I must have said something else.
Minyaum chi.
Sense this morning. You still worrying about Marilyn?
Well, sir, I do wonder what I actually said to her.
What were you trying to say?
Well, I'm reasonably certain, I said, you have the face of an angel. But you see, sir, in Chinese, the word angel may be the offender.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, whatever it is, it's over with, so the kids are going to see her in school, they'll explain.
I really don't know how they can make her understand, sir.
Well, leave it to them. Quit worrying about it. You haven't started an international incident yet. I don't think. Yeah. Somebody from what? Chinese Nationalist Consulate. What for? Oh, we'll send him in.
Come right in, sir.
I'm Bill Davis.
I'm Chen Benho.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Chen. Sit down.
Thank you.
My secretary tells me you're with the Chinese Nationalist Consulate.
In a sense, Mr. Davis, I'm one of the representatives to the United Nations.
Oh. Well, what brings you all the way downtown, Mr. Chen?
It is a delicate matter, Mr. Davis. You see, when I achieved the appointment to your wonderful country, I brought with me my family.
Oh.
Yes, numbered among them is not only my daughter and my wife, but my wife's mother.
Your mother-in-law?
Yes, a fine woman with many virtues and sensitivities. She indicated that my daughter has been shattered by something that was said to her by your maid.
Maid? No, Mr. Chen, he's our manservant. More of a friend, actually.
Just so.
Now, we're talking about Marilyn.
Marilyn, yes. Name for an American lady in the films with whom my wife was most taken.
A mistake, you say?
Yeah, you see, Mr. French was trying to tell Marilyn, in your language, that she had, eyes of a fawn or the face of an angel or something like that, but apparently he got it all wrong.
Yes, our language is most difficult, and traps are many. He said to my daughter that she had the ears of a pig and the face of a horrifying demon.
Sorry.
Not at all. The mystery is cleared up. I shall explain to Marilyn and her mother and her grandmother. Well, the subject is closed forever.
Miss Marilyn, do come in. I see your father has explained about that unfortunate incident. Of course, you can't understand. Nei fu chan gai ming nei chang.
Hai la.
Good. You see, what I meant to say was, he, you, gao, min, you, se.
Hey, where are you going, Marilyn?
You just got here.
Did you talk to her again, Mr.
I fear so, Miss Buffett.
Boy, Mr. Fred.
Yeah, boy.
Again? We'll send him in. Jen, I guess I could expect you. Sit down, please.
Normally, I would trouble neither you nor myself about such a thing. But Marilyn is in quite a state.
Well, so is Mr. French. I don't think I've ever seen him this upset.
The poor man, in trying to repair the damage of calling her a demon, he called her a serpent.
Well, I wish I could tell you how sorry I am.
I am too, Mr. Davis. But my wife and her mother, they do not understand. Well, I'm afraid we must ask that Marilyn not play with your children.
Boy, how come, Uncle Bill?
Well, Marilyn's folks don't want her to visit any more homes till she gets so she can speak English a little better.
Can't she even come over here after school or anything?
Nope.
Boy.
Yeah, boy. It's all my doings.
Oh, it wasn't anything you did on purpose, French.
True, but the results are the same. May I beg leave of this evening, sir?
What do you want to do?
Well, I thought I might visit the family in question and explain.
You mean Chinese?
Oh, yes, sir. If it becomes necessary. You see, I've been studying the tongue assiduously, and I'm sure I've mastered it. My name is French, sir. I'm in the employ of Mr. William Davis.
Oh, of course. Come in, please.
Thank you.
May I present my wife and the mother of my wife, Mr. French. My wife has only just now informed her mother of your identity.
Yes, I heard. Ching ne huan leong no.
You speak Chinese well, Mr. French.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm still having a spot of trouble with pronouns and descriptive phrases.
Not that I noticed.
Nei liang wai tai tai
may you chop far. You may fa joy yutpun lopsop.
He said what?
He said they were like two flowers in a bowl of rubbish.
Anything else?
He told them that they had eyes like peacock's feet and necks of purest concrete. Even my wife's mother smiled.
I'm surprised you didn't have him shot.
But he was charming. Actually, he speaks our language rather well. But as he himself admitted, he is a little weak on the descriptive phrases. We have so many words that sound alike but mean things very different.
Well, what about Marilyn? Did French explain what happened?
He didn't have to. In order to try to flatter my wife and her mother, he demonstrated exactly what happened.
Well, I'm glad that's over.
I also. If left to themselves, our children need no language except that of trust. Have you noticed?
We sure have. Well, thanks, Mr. Chen. I appreciate it.
Not at all, not at all. It was too important a moment to trust to the telephone. Oh, by the way, Mr. French doesn't realize what he said to my wife and her mother. Perhaps it would be better if we don't,
I won't say a word.
Good. He told us in Chinese that you were a wonderful man, a completely understanding tyrant with a delightful sense of fish.
Fish.
A direct translation, of course.
Yeah. All right. Buffy? You just speaking Cantonese?
I guess so.
Marilyn's learning English too, Uncle Bill.
Yeah. Say something in English to Uncle Bill, Marilyn.
Color television.
Bang! You're dead, Marilyn.
Sir, I'm afraid I've made the most horrifying mistake.
What's that?
Well, I was trying to indicate to Mr. Chen's wife that she had a neck of alabaster.
Oh, French.
Yes, and if this dictionary is correct, I must have told the poor woman she had a neck of concrete.
Well, I imagine she understood.
Well, I hope so, sir. At any rate, they didn't throw me out. Well, communicating in a foreign language is so difficult.
I don't know.
Okay, now I'm the chief, and you squaws gotta do what I say, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jody.
Come on.